The shop bell tinkled in a refined tone, as if it were embarrassed to do something as vulgar as ring. It would have much preferred to give a polite cough. This was Ankh-Morpork's most prestigious dress shop, and one way of telling was the apparent absence of anything so crass as merchandise. The occasional carefully placed piece of expensive material merely hinted at the possibilities available. This was not a shop where things were bought. This was an emporium, where you had a cup of coffee and a chat. Possibly as a result of that muted conversation, 4 or 5 yards of exquisite fabric would change ownership in some ethereal way, and yet nothing so crass as trade would have taken place. "Shop!" yelled Nanny. A lady appeared from behind a curtain and observed the visitors, quite possibly with her nose.
"Have you come to the right entrance?" she said.
Madame Dawning had been brought up to be polite to servants and tradespeople, even when they were as scruffy as these two old crows. "My friend here wants a new dress," said the dumpier of the two. "One of the knobby ones with a train and a padded bum."
"In black," said the thin one.
"And we wants all the trimmings," said the dumpy one. "Little handbag on a string, pair of glasses on a stick, the whole thing."
"I think perhaps that might be a little more than you're thinking of spending," said Madame Dawning.
"How much is a little?" said the dumpy one.
"I mean, this is rather a select dress shop."
"That's why we're here. We don't want rubbish. My name's Nanny Ogg, and this here is Lady Esmeralda Weatherwax." Madame Dawning regarded Lady Esmeralda quizzically. There was no doubt that the woman had a certain bearing, and she stared like a duchess. "From Lancre," said Nanny Ogg, "and she could have a conservatory if she liked, but she doesn't want one." Madame Dawning decided to play along for a while.
"What style were you considering?"
"Something knobby," said Nanny Ogg.
"I perhaps would like a little more guidance than that."
"Perhaps you could show us some things," said Lady Esmeralda, sitting down. "It's for the opera."
"Oh, you patronise the opera."
"Lady Esmeralda patronises everything," said Nanny Ogg stoutly. Madame Dawning had a manner peculiar to her class and upbringing. She'd been raised to see the world in a certain way. When it didn't act in that certain way, she wobbled a bit, but like a gyroscope, eventually recovered and went on spinning just as if it had. If civilization were to collapse totally and the survivors were reduced to eating cockroaches, Madame Dawning would still use a napkin and look down on people who ate their cockroaches the wrong way round.
"I will show you some examples," she said. "Excuse me one moment."
She scuttled into the long workrooms behind the shop, where there was considerably less gilt, and leaned against the wall and summoned her chief seamstress.
"Mildred, there are two very strange."
She stopped. They'd followed her. They were wandering down the aisle between the rows of dressmakers, nodding at people and inspecting some of the dresses on the dummies. She hurried back.
"I'm sure you'd prefer..."
"How much is this one?"
said Lady Esmeralda, fingering a creation intended for the Dowager Duchess of Quirm.
"I am afraid that one is not for sale."
"How much would it be if it was for sale?"
$300, I believe," said Madame Dawning.
$500 seems about right," said Lady Esmeralda.
"Does it?" said Nanny Ogg.
"Oh, it does it?"
The dress was black. At least in theory it was black. It was black in the same way that a starling's wing is black. It was black silk, with jet beads and sequins. It was black on holiday.
"It looks about my size. We'll take it. Pay the woman, Giffer."
Madame's gyroscope precessed rapidly.
"Take it? Now? $500? Pay? Pay? Now? Cash?"
"See to it, Githa."
"Oh, all right." Nanny Ogg turned away modestly and raised her skirt. There was a series of rustlings and elasticated twangings, and then she turned around holding a bag. She counted out 50 rather warm $10 pieces into Madame Dawning's unprotesting hand.
"And now we'll go back into the shop and have a poke around for the other stuff," said Lady Esmeralda. "I fancy ostrich feathers myself. and one of those big cloaks the ladies wear, and one of those fans edged with lace.
"Why don't we get some great big diamonds while we're about it?" said Nanny Ogg sharply.
"Good idea!"
Madame Dawning could hear them bickering as they ambled away up the aisle. She looked down at the money in her hand. She knew about old money, which was somehow hallowed by the fact that people had hung on to it for years, and she knew about new money, which seemed to be being made by all these upstarts that were flooding